This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. For many years, Bart Narder has been a good friend to us here at Marketplace. As a banking analyst with a company called Celent, he's helped us explain what's going on with the financial industry. But at the age of 51, he just left his job only 2 years after being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Bart Narder joins us now from San Jose, California. Hi, Bart.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well. So how are you? I mean, tell us about the decision that you've just made.
Well, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's in December of 2010 and continued to work, but notified my employer that I would not be able to work forever in the role I held. We developed a succession plan, and I stepped down when both we had a successor in place, and I felt I really couldn't continue to do the job that I was doing at the level it needed doing.
It was just physically not possible to do it, or was it that you were distracted, that the emotions, that all the things you had to deal with were taking your mind away from your job?
No, there were physical issues. Parkinson's, one of the major symptoms of Parkinson's is tremors.
Right.
And I'd get tremors in my left hand, which makes it difficult to type. And in today's modern world, given that I'm a researcher and we produce research papers for a living, typing is also very important. The company made accommodations by providing me with speech recognition software, but it's still not quite there yet and made it very difficult to keep up.
What are some of the things that you've had to deal with financially ever since you made this decision? I mean, where are you going to get income? How do you deal with insurance companies?
Well, we have private disability insurance, which provides me with 100% of my income for 3 months, 80% for the next 3 months, and then 40% from that point forward. And that's going to be enough for me to live on.
What's been the hardest part of all this for you over the last couple of weeks?
So far, it hasn't been that hard because, quite frankly, I've been very busy. I'm very good at compartmentalizing. So far, I'm on full salary. So things haven't hit financially yet. And I think the scariest thing is actually contemplating the fears of inflation.
Hmm.
Because this kicks until I'm 65 and it's a fixed amount. So if we experience great inflation in the U.S., that's going to hit me pretty hard.
Only a banking analyst would think of something like that.
I was well trained by my business school.
Well, Bart Narder, best of luck to you. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Great. Thank you very much, Jeremy.